Chapter 131. Four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive systems. Purpose and function. Two-wheel drive vehicles use engine torque to turn either the front or the rear wheels. A differential is required to allow the drive wheels to travel different distances and speeds while cornering or driving over bumps or dips in the road. A four-wheel drive vehicle, therefore, requires two differentials, one for the front wheels and one for the rear wheels. Note, the term 4x4 means a four-wheeled vehicle that has engine torque applied to all four wheels, four-wheel drive. A 4x2 means a four-wheeled vehicle that has engine torque applied to only two wheels, two-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive vehicles require more than just two differentials. The front and the rear wheels of a four-wheel drive vehicle also travel different distances and speeds whenever cornering or running over dips or rises in the road. There are three different methods used to allow for front-to-rear driveline speed variation. Transfer case. Engine torque from the transmission is applied directly to the rear differential through the transfer case. See Figure 131-1. The transfer case permits the driver to select a low speed, high power gear ratio inside the transfer case while in four-wheel drive. These positions and their meanings include 4H, four-wheel drive with no gear reduction in the transfer case. 4L, four-wheel drive with gear reduction. Use of this position is usually restricted to low speeds on slippery surfaces. 2H, two-wheel drive, rear wheels only, in high range, meaning no gear reduction in the transfer case. Caution, check the owner's manual or service manual for the recommended procedure to follow when changing from one position to another in the transfer case. Some vehicles require that the vehicle be stopped before selecting between two- and four-wheel drive and between high and low range. Refer to Figure 131-1. Four-wheel drive vehicles can be achieved by using an existing rear-wheel drive arrangement and adding a transfer case, or a front-wheel drive arrangement with the addition of rear axle output shaft and center differential assembly. Refer to Figure 131-2. Cutaway of a manually operated locking hub. Method 1, locking hubs. The transfer case also applies power to the front differential. Power is then applied to the front wheels through the drive axles to the locking hubs. In normal 4 hours driving on hard surfaces, the front hubs must be in the unlocked position. The front hubs are locked whenever driving on loose road surfaces to absorb and allow for tire slippage due to the different tire speeds front to back. This type of four-wheel drive system is called part-time four-wheel drive because it can only be driven in four-wheel drive on slippery surfaces. See Figure 131-2. Caution. Failure to unlock the front wheel hubs while driving on a hard road surface can cause serious driveline vibrations and damage to drive shafts, U-joints, and bearings as well as to the transfer case, transmission, and even the engine. Method 2, auto-locking hubs. Another method of locking the hubs on a part-time four-wheel drive system is with a clutch arrangement built into the hub assembly. Whenever driving on smooth, hard road surfaces, the hubs freewheel and allow the front wheels to rotate at different speeds from the rear wheels. When the speed difference between the wheels and the front drive axle is great, the hubs will automatically lock and allow engine torque to be applied to the front wheels. Figure 131-3 shows an auto-locking hub with the cover removed. Automatic locking hubs are unlocked by disengaging four-wheel drive at the transfer case and driving in reverse for several feet. Method 3, full-time four-wheel drive. This method uses a center differential to allow front and rear wheels to travel at different speeds under all operating conditions, as shown in Figure 131-5. Although this drivetrain design is the easiest to operate both on and off the road, the center differential can cause the vehicle to get stuck in mud or snow even though it is a four-wheel drive vehicle. All open-style differentials allow for speed differences and torque is applied equally, so if one wheel is on ice or mud, the other wheel receives the same low torque. This is why many vehicles spin just one wheel when stuck on ice or snow. But if one rear wheel starts to spin, the vehicle may not move forward at all. There are two methods used to lock the center differential to prevent this from happening. A viscous coupling is commonly used on many four-wheel drive vehicles to provide an automatic lockup of the center differential. A viscous coupling is a type of fluid clutch. When the speed difference between the front and rear wheels is high enough, the silicon fluid inside the coupling stiffens to reduce the speed difference between the front and rear drive shafts. See Figures 131-6 and 131-7. An electronically controlled clutch assembly is actuated by the vehicle's computer based on inputs from the ABS wheel speed sensor. If a wheel starts to spin, the computer can pulse the clutch on and off as necessary to control the amount of wheel slippage. Refer to Figure 131-3. Manual locking hubs require that the hubs be rotated to the locked position by hand to allow torque to be applied to the front wheels. Automatic locking hubs enable the driver to shift into four-wheel drive from inside the vehicle. Frequently asked question: what is the difference between four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive? The major difference between four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive is that four-wheel drive units contain a transfer case with a low range. Most all-wheel drive vehicles do not have low range and are in high four-wheel drive all the time. Both use a center, inner axle, differential, and both usually use a viscous coupling or an electronically controlled clutch to control, or lock, the center differential. Tech tip: how to tow a four-wheel drive vehicle without doing harm. If any of the drive wheels are on the ground, the wheels are turning the axles. Depending on the exact type of four-wheel drive vehicle being towed, this rotation of the wheels can cause severe wear. Therefore, most experts suggest the following options: placing the vehicle on a flatbed or trailer. This keeps all four wheels off the ground and is the safest method for transporting a four-wheel drive, or all-wheel drive, vehicle without doing any harm. Hoisting the front wheels off the ground and placing the rear wheels on a dolly. This procedure also keeps all wheels off the ground and therefore prevents any damage being done to the powertrain as a result of towing. See Figure 131-4. Always check with vehicle-specific information for exact towing procedures. Refer to Figure 131-4. If a four-wheel drive vehicle must be towed, it should be either on Figure A, a flatbed truck, or Figure B, a dolly. Refer to Figure 131-5. When turning a corner, each wheel takes a slightly different path and rotates at a slightly different speed. Unlike a part-time four-wheel drive system, which when engaged locks the front and rear axles together, a full-time system uses a center differential that allows for any speed differences between the front and rear axles. It can therefore be activated on any surface, slippery or dry. All-wheel drive. Some cars and light trucks are equipped with an all-wheel drive system that uses a transfer case with a center differential and only one speed, high. Low-range gear reduction is not used. A viscous coupling is usually incorporated into the center differential to provide superior all-weather traction. Combined with a limited slip differential in the rear, and sometimes also in the front, an all-wheel drive system can provide ideal road traction under all driving conditions without any action by the driver. See Figure 131-8. Refer to Figure 131-6. A viscous coupling is a sealed unit containing many steel discs. One half of them are splined to the input shaft, with every other disc splined to the output shaft. Surrounding these discs is a thick, or viscous, silicone fluid that expands when hot and effectively locks the discs together. Refer to Figure 131-7. A typical four-wheel drive vehicle that uses a longitudinal engine and a transfer case to send engine torque to both the front and rear wheel. Frequently asked question: what is brake-actuated traction control? The engine torque of a full-time four-wheel drive vehicle, with the center differential unlocked, is split into four nearly equal parts. One quarter of the torque is applied to each wheel. If a brake is applied to a spinning wheel, the torque to that wheel is increased, which will increase the torque to all of the other wheels. The increased torque applied to the wheels that have contact with a surface that has some traction will enable the vehicle to proceed. This is the principle involved in brake-controlled traction control, such as is used on the Mercedes M4 Sport utility vehicle. Refer to Figure 131-8. The center differential is the heart of a typical all-wheel drive system. All-wheel drive systems do not use a low range, and therefore the vehicle may not be able to go off-road like a vehicle equipped with a four-wheel drive with a low range. Front and rear differential axle ratios. In most four-wheel drive vehicles, the overall gear ratio of the front differential is slightly higher than the overall ratio of the rear differential. The overall ratio is determined by multiplying the gear ratio by the differential ratio. See the following chart comparing the ratios for the front and rear differentials of a typical four-wheel drive vehicle equipped with a manual 5-speed transmission. Refer to chart on page 1648. Although the difference between the ratios is small, the purpose is to prevent the drivetrain from binding. With the front differential ratio being just slightly higher, the tendency is for the front of the vehicle to pull the vehicle, thereby eliminating the problem of having the rear pushing at the exact same ratio as the front is pulling. The different ratios also help reduce resonant vibration and noise created in the driveline. Refer to Figure 131-9. A typical transfer case is attached to the output of the transmission and directs engine torque to the rear or to the front and rear differentials. Transfer case. The purpose and function of the transfer case is to direct engine torque to the front and rear axle assemblies. See Figure 131-9. A four-wheel drive transfer case is basically an auxiliary two-speed transmission. It uses the transmission output as an input to a secondary gear train or planetary gear set, which provides a low and high range. The transfer of torque to the front axle output shaft can be accomplished either by a gear-to-gear transfer or a gear and chain transfer. The gear ranges can be engaged a number of ways, such as a manual lever, electrical, or vacuum actuators. A transfer case has one input shaft, connected to the output of the transmission, and two output shafts, see Figure 131-10. The two output shafts are connected to the drive shafts and transfer torque to the front and rear differentials. Most transfer cases also provide for two types of shifts. Mode shift. Either two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive may be selected. Many transfer cases also have a neutral position. The mode shift is achieved by the use of a floor-mounted lever to engage and disengage a clutch inside the transfer case. This shift is usually performed when the vehicle is stopped. However, new designs allow the mode shift to be performed under most driving conditions. Note: the mode shift is not available on all-wheel drive vehicles. Range shift. A low range may be selected to deliver high torque at low speeds to the drive wheels. Low range usually provides a 2:1 to 3:1 gear reduction. Higher range, usually 1:1, simply transfers engine torque at the same speed as the output shaft of the transmission. Note: part-time four-wheel drive means that the transfer case does not include a differential. Refer to Figure 131-10. An exploded view of a new Venture 241 transfer case. Refer to Figure 131-11. Figure A. When one axle shaft is disconnected, both front wheels can rotate independently, reducing excessive tire wear. Figure B. In four-wheel drive mode, vacuum is applied to the front part and the opposite side is vented to atmospheric pressure, retracting the shift motor stem. The shift fork and collar move into engagement with both axle shaft gears. Engine torque from the front differential can now be applied to both front axles. When the transfer case is placed in two-wheel drive, the vacuum is applied to the other side of the diaphragm and the shift collar moves, unlocking the front axles. Gear-to-gear transfer cases. Gear-to-gear transfer cases are simple in design. Three gear shafts are enmeshed within the transfer case. One gear shaft is attached to the transmission output shaft. The second shaft acts as an idler, and the third shaft is the output to the front axle. Gear-to-gear transfer cases, in most cases, have two speeds. The first, four-wheel drive low, is a gear reduction that is usually around 2:1, 2:1. The second gear in the transfer case is a direct drive. The gears are engaged by sliding collars or synchronizers to lock the gears to the shaft. Neutral is accomplished when neither gear collar is locking a gear in place. Two-wheel drive operation. When the transfer case controls are in two-wheel drive, the front differential assembly is disconnected from the transfer case. This disconnection is usually accomplished by disconnecting one of the drive axles, as shown in Figures 131-11 and 131-12. The disconnect mechanism in the front axle and a synchronizer assembly in the transfer case combine to remove torque for the front wheels. Four-wheel drive operation. To achieve four-wheel drive, two things must occur. A synchronizer assembly connects the torque from the engine to the front drive shaft in the transfer case. The drive axles must be connected to allow the torque from the front differential to be applied to the drive wheels. See Figure 131-13. Planetary gear set transfer cases. Many transfer cases use a planetary gear set for gear reduction in low range. A planetary gear set includes the following three elements. Number 1. Sun gear. This gear is in the center, like the position of the sun is in our solar system. Number 2. Planet pinions. The planet pinion gears rotate around the sun gear, like the planets around the sun, and are attached by a planet carrier. Number 3. Ring gear. The outer ring gear has teeth on the inside that mesh with the teeth of the planet pinion gears. The ring gear is also called the annulus gear or internal gear because the gear teeth are on the inside, rather than the outside, portion of the gear. The gear teeth of a planetary gear set remain in constant mesh. When gear reduction is needed, the sun gear is often the drive gear and the planet carrier is often the driven gear. The gear ratio reduction depends on the number of teeth on the various gears used in a planetary gear set. See Figures 131-14 and 131-15. To achieve direct 1:1 output from the transfer case, Any two of the three elements can be locked together and the entire assembly will rotate as a unit. Power flows through a planetary gear set in several steps to get from the drive action of the first member to the driven action of the last member. The terms drive and driven simply describe how any two gears work together. When three or more gears are involved, the second gear is a driven gear in relation to the first, but a drive gear in relation to the third. For this reason, the drive member of a planetary gear set is called the input member, the held member, the reaction member, and the driven member, the output member. See figures 131-16 through 131-18. Refer to figure 131-12. A General Motors Sport Utility Vehicle front axle showing the electric axle disconnect actuator. Refer to figure 131-13. The range shift selector on a Hummer H1 Sport Utility Vehicle. This vehicle is always in four-wheel drive, but the driver can select neutral, N, or low range. Refer to figure 131-14. A typical planetary gear set used in a transfer case. Refer to figure 131-15. Cutaway of a planetary gear set transfer case. Inner axle differential. All the time four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, and full-time four-wheel drive systems use an inner axle differential, or center differential, to prevent driveline harshness and vibration, commonly referred to as driveline windup. An inner axle differential can be found in various configurations including the standard bevel gear differential, the planetary gear differential, and viscous coupling. Although they are different in appearance, inner axle differentials serve the same purpose, to maintain smooth operation while making turns in a four-wheel drive all-wheel drive vehicle. The bevel gear differential uses two bevel gears or spider gears attached to the output shaft of the transmission. 2 to 4 differential pinion gears are attached to a carrier, which is attached to the transfer gears. In other words, it operates in the same fashion as the differential in a rear axle. Power is transferred to the tire with the least traction. When there is unequal traction between the front and rear axles, the axle with the most traction is allowed to slip enough to prevent damage to driveline components. See figure 131-19. With this setup, the loss of traction at one wheel could effectively disable the vehicle. For example, if one wheel had zero traction, the majority of engine torque would be applied to that wheel. In a standard bevel gear setup, torque is split between the front and rear axles. If there is a loss of traction in the front, the transfer of torque to the rear axle will be significantly lowered. To remedy this condition, auto manufacturers incorporate an internal clutch mechanism, much like a limited slip unit, to increase torque transfer and still lessen driveline vibration and harshness. A planetary gear set is often incorporated in transfer cases too. Act as a differential. A viscous coupling is nothing more than a selection of steel plates housed in a sealed steel drum. See figure 131-20. The viscous coupling is not active during equal traction conditions. The viscous coupling does actively transfer torque during light to moderate cornering, but there is a certain amount of slippage under these conditions to prevent driveline windup. If there is a significant loss of traction, the speed differences between the front and rear axles increase, and this increase in plate speed heats the silicon fluid in the viscous coupling, causing it to thicken to the point that it transfers more torque to the axle that is losing traction. During a severe loss of traction, the viscous fluid thickens enough to lock the plates together, dividing engine torque equally 50-50 between the front and rear axles. Refer to figure 131-16. Two-wheel drive, high-range torque flow in ANV-231 transfer case. The sliding range clutch is shifted to the forward position by the range lever and fork, which connects the input gear to the output shaft and rear axle. The mode synchronizer sleeve is moved out of engagement from the drive sprocket to remove torque from the front axle. Refer to figure 131-17. Four-wheel drive, high-range torque flow in a ANV-231 transfer case. The range clutch position remains the same as in two-wheel drive, high range, but the synchronizer sleeve is moved rearward and engages the drive sprocket clutch teeth. This action connects the drive sprocket to the rear output shaft, thereby applying equal torque to both front and rear output shafts. Four-wheel drive axles. Four-wheel drive vehicles use a variety of drive shafts and U-joint designs. Standard carved and type U-joints. See figure 131-21. If this type of U-joint is used on the front wheels of a four-wheel drive vehicle, the different speeds it creates can cause the front wheels to skip, hop, and shake if engine torque is applied while on dry pavement and turning a corner at the same time. This is normal for this type of U-joint used on the front wheels of a four-wheel drive vehicle. constant velocity, or CV, joints. The use of CV joints at the front wheels allows engine torque to be applied without changes in wheel speed, as can often occur if standard U joints are used. See Figure 131-22. Note: constant velocity joints are commonly used on vehicles that have the differential assembly attached to the frame of the vehicle. This design reduces the amount of weight that has to move up and down during suspension movement and helps provide a smooth ride. Refer to Figure 131-18. Four-wheel drive, low-range torque flow in a NV231 transfer case. The mode synchronizer assembly remains engaged and the range clutch is moved to the rearward position. The annulus, or ring, gear is fixed to the case in the input, or sun, gear drives the pinion gears, which walk around the stationary annulus gear and drive the planetary carrier and output shaft at a speed lower than the input gear. Refer to Figure 131-19. A bevel gear type interaxle differential. Transfer case service and problem diagnosis. Four-wheel drive transfer cases and related components are usually built strong enough for heavy-duty use. However, there is some preventative maintenance that may need to be done. Draining and refilling the transfer case. Most transfer cases require automatic transmission fluid, yet some, especially older, units require SAE 80W90, GL4 gear lube. Obviously, any fluid leaks should be corrected as soon as possible to avoid damage from low lubricant level. See Figure 131-23. Drive chain. The chain and chain drive transfer cases can stretch and start hitting the inside of the transfer case. See Figure 131-24. This occurs most frequently in vehicles that use four-wheel drive under heavy loads for extended periods of time. The noise the chain makes is very loud, and the chain should be replaced as soon as possible to avoid excessive damage to the case. Bearings. Transfer case bearings may cause noise whenever the input shaft is rotating, even if the transfer case is in neutral. Consult the factory service information for details on transfer case bearing noise diagnosis procedures. Shifting. Shifting problems can be caused by several items: shift linkage bent or binding, worn shift fork or synchronizer assembly, see Figure 131-25, incorrect transfer case lubricant. Note: the transfer case may be difficult to shift if the recommended procedure is not followed. For example, many manufacturers recommend that the vehicle be completely stopped before attempting to make a mode and/or a range shift. Verify proper shifting procedures before further testing or disassembly. Refer to Figure 131-20. A viscous coupling. Note that the unit is attached to the output shaft between the transfer case, or transaxle, and the rear differential. A typical viscous coupling in a sealed unit is serviced as a complete assembly. Refer to Figure 131-21. Figure A, a standard card and U joint used on the output drive shaft from the transfer case to the front differential assembly. Figure B, a card and type U joint at the front drive wheels on a Jeep Wrangler. Refer to Figure 131-22. Constant velocity joints are used on the front axles of many four-wheel drive vehicles like this Chevrolet Blazer. Figure 131-23. Most transfer cases use an internal oil pump to force the lubricant throughout the unit. Using the correct lubricant is critical to the proper operation of the transfer case. 1654. Refer to Figure 131-24. Figure A pin and rocker type chain, which is also called a rocker joint type chain, is used in transfer cases because of low noise and high efficiency, which improves fuel economy. Figure B, a rocker pin type chain used in a transfer case. The black link faces upward and is used as an indicator to the service technician to help ensure that the chain is replaced in the same side up when it is reassembled. Tech tip: please install snap rings correctly. Many snap rings are tapered at their opening, as shown in Figure 131-26. This allows the snap ring pliers to grasp the points of the snap ring so that it can be expanded and easily removed. If the points are facing down, it is very difficult for snap ring pliers to grasp the end of the snap ring. Therefore, to make it easier to disassemble a transfer case later, always install snap rings as they were designed to be installed. Diagnosing and servicing locking hubs. Locking front hubs should be cleaned periodically, especially if the vehicle has been driven underwater or in dusty conditions. Most vehicle manufacturers recommend that the hubs be cleaned and lightly coated with grease at the same time the front wheel bearings are serviced. Check the service information for the exact procedure for the vehicle being serviced. See Figure 131-27. Start the inspection of the front hubs by removing the cover plate. Many problems associated with locking hubs can be corrected by cleaning and lubricating the components. If noise is heard from the hubs, carefully inspect the inner components on both sides of the vehicle. A damaged part can cause noise in the hub on the other side. Service kits are often available for the hubs. These kits contain the gaskets, seals, and retaining rings necessary for installing the hubs correctly after wheel bearing or front brake work has been completed. Note: check the amount of axle end play. Excessive end play caused by defective bearings can cause the drive axle to move enough to damage the hubs. Refer to Figure 131-25. Figure A, the transfer case shift forks attached to the synchronizer sleeve. Figure B, the sleeve, hub, and inserts are similar in design, except larger than those used in a manual transmission transaxle. Refer to Figure 131-26. When reassembling a transfer case, or another automotive component, that includes a snap ring, always be sure that the upper opening is tapered from the top to allow snap ring pliers room to get a grip on the open end. Tech tip: keep the differential vents clear. All differentials are vented to allow for expansion and contraction of differential lubricant in all temperature ranges. Typically, these vents are shielded openings near the top of the differential. Most trucks, especially four-wheel drive vehicles, use an extended vent hose to prevent water from getting into the differential if the vehicle is driven in deep water. If mud gets into the vent, pressure can build up inside the differential and cause lubricant leakage past the rear axle seals. Therefore, whenever replacing rear axle seals, always check to make sure that the differential vent is clear. Remember that four-wheel drive vehicles use two differentials and that both the front and rear vents plus the vent on the transfer case should be checked. Case study: the differential lubricant story of four-wheel drive vehicle was serviced and both differentials were drained and refilled as recommended by the vehicle manufacturer. The owner returned shortly after picking up the vehicle and complained that the vehicle drove as if the parking brake was still applied. The vehicle lacked power and would decelerate rapidly whenever the accelerator pedal was released. Careful inspection of the parking brake revealed that everything was functioning correctly. Because all that was done was the differential fluid service, the fluid level was checked and again, the level was correct and not over full. Then the technician checked the container of gear lubricant that was used and discovered that the parts store had accidentally sent SAE 80W-140 instead of the requested, and more commonly used, SAE 80W-90. Both lubricants were listed GL5, meaning that they were acceptable for differentials. The container of lubricant had been installed in the portable lubricating dispenser when it was delivered, and therefore the label on the container was not visible to the technician. The correct lower viscosity lubricant was installed in the differential and normal vehicle performance was restored. The technician and the parts store learned to double-check the product before shipping or using it. The summary: the complaint: the customer complained of poor performance after the differential fluid was replaced. The cause: the incorrect fluid was used. The correction: the correct viscosity fluid was used, which restored proper vehicle performance. Refer to Figure 131-27. Figure A, an exploded view of a dual-matic manual locking hub. Figure B, a worn manual locking hub. Transfer case service: transfer cases usually require occasional lubricant change during normal service life. However, driver abuse often causes parts to break, requiring the overhaul or replacement of the entire assembly. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended servicing procedure. NV-242 transfer case service. Step by step. Step 1. The identification plate on the housing indicates the transfer case is a new venture, or, new process, model number 242 and has a low range gear ratio of 2.72.1. Step 2. Rear output shaft housing being removed. Step 3. Before the case can be separated, the bearing retaining snap ring must be removed using snap ring pliers. Step 4. The lubricating oil pump is visible after the cover and bearing assembly have been removed. Step 5. The two case halves are being separated. Step 6. The oil pump assembly, pickup screen, and tube are visible on the backside of the case cover. Step 7. The rear output shaft and sprocket are visible on the right. The front output shaft and sprocket are visible on the left, connected by the drive chain. Step 8. View of the shift levers in the center differential after the chain has been removed. Step 9. Differential being removed. Step 10. Center differential assembly after removal from the transfer case. Step 11. Mode shift fork, or upper fork, is used to change two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. The fork is attached to the range hub, which changes four-wheel drive high to four-wheel drive low. Step 12. Main shaft showing the range hub, left, which changes the transfer case between four-wheel high and four-wheel low. Step 13. The chain used on the NV-242, right, is larger than the chain used in the smaller version NV-231, left. Step 14. Reinstalling the components in the drive chain. Step 15. The drive chain should be installed with the black, or dark, links up. Step 16. Install all snap rings so that the sharpest tips face up so snap ring pliers can grab onto the tips for easier removal. Step 17. Assembling the case halves. Step 18. The parting surface should be sealed with RTV silicone. Do not use too much or the oil pump screen can become clogged. Step 19. After attaching the oil pump and tube, the output shaft housing is installed. Step 20. The output shaft speed sensor drive gear is correctly installed in this photo. The slip yoke of the drive shaft slips onto the splines and inside the nylon gear. And Step 21. The electronically shifted version of the case is identical except that the shifting is achieved an electric motor, shown here installed in a vehicle. Review questions. Question 1. Explain the difference between four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive. Question 2. Explain why part-time four-wheel drive vehicles use locking front hubs. Question 3. Describe the difference between a mode shift and a range shift in a transfer case. Question 4. Describe how a viscous coupling works. Question 5. List the elements of the planetary gear set used in many transfer cases. Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Technician says that the gear ratios of both differentials are the same in a four-wheel drive vehicle. Technician B says that the rear differential has a slightly higher ratio, lower number, than the front differential. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 2. Technician A says that a vehicle equipped with part-time four-wheel drive should be driven in four-wheel drive only on slippery surfaces. Technician B says that full-time four-wheel drive vehicles use a center differential in the transfer case. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 3. Two technicians are discussing the towing of a four-wheel drive vehicle. Technician A says that the vehicle should be transported on a flatbed truck to avoid the possibility of doing damage to the drivetrain. Technician B says that the wheels not lifted off the ground by the tow truck should be placed on a dolly to prevent doing damage to the drivetrain. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 4. Two technicians are discussing the front axle disconnect mechanism. Technician A says that the front axles are only disconnected if the vehicle is being towed. Technician B says that this unit is only used on all-wheel drive vehicles. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. Which type of system uses a one-speed transfer case and a center differential with a viscous coupling? A. Part-time four-wheel drive. B. Full-time four-wheel drive. C. Full-time four-wheel drive with automatic locking front hubs. D. All-wheel drive. Question 6. A customer complained that the front wheel would skip, hop, and shake while cornering and accelerating at the same time. Technician A says that a fault in the transfer case is the most likely cause. Technician B says that the vibration may be normal if the vehicle is equipped with cardan U joints at the front wheels. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 7. Technician A says that most transfer cases have a built-in oil pump. Technician B says that most transfer cases use a heavy grease as a lubricant. Which technician is correct? A. Technician only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 8. Technician A says that a transfer case may use GL4 gear lubes such as SAE, 80W90. Technician B says that a transfer case may use automatic transmission fluid. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 9. A transfer case is extremely noisy in all selections whenever the vehicle is moving. Technician A says the drive chain may be stretched, causing the noise as it hits the inside of the case. Technician B says that one or more of the transfer case bearings could be defective. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 10. Technician A says that a range shift is used to select high or low gear ratios within transfer case. Technician B says that A. Mode shift is used to select two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. End of chapter 131.